vacation time. Find your new home today or sell your home by calling Joey Krieger at Kelly & Company Realty. Kelly & Company Realty has been the Thumbs people mover for over 30 years. That's three decades of putting families in the homes of their dreams and helping farms and businesses grow, and in some of the most vibrant communities Michigan has to offer. If you're looking to sell your home, give Joey a call at 989-912-0059 for a free comparative market analysis. Don't buy or sell your new home alone. For fast, professional service, give Joey Krieger a call at 989-912-0059 today.
Don't miss out on your dream home today. Give me, Joey Krieger, a call at 989-912-0059.
WLAW Sports at the half finds Cass City leading by 5 points, 21-16, to the Vassar Vulcans. As we've had two lead changes in this ballgame, Cass City came out and was leading 5-0 before Vassar got on the board. It was back and forth, and suddenly Vassar went on a 7-0 run to take a 16-15 lead. And then Cass City finishes the first half on a 5-0 run themselves to lead after 16 minutes by 5, 21-16. Cassidy is led by Logan Schenk, number 23, a senior in the four position. He has 4 points in each quarter for 8 on the night. And then we have Nick Perry and Sandon Cathrell, each with 4 points. Nick Perry going 2 for 2 in free throws as well. Shade Personowski has a 3 early on, and Joel Collins has 2 points. Chase Winter went 0 for 2 from the free throw line. As a team, Cassidy in the first half went 2 for 4 from the free throw line for 50%, although they did have 8 turnovers in the first 16 minutes. For the Vassar Vulcans, they are led by Garrett Gaughan, who has 7 points, 5 of those in the second quarter. And then Ricardo Macon and Jackson Knoll each have 4 points, and Luke Boger made 1 free throw out of 2 attempts. And that's all the scoring for Vassar. They went 1 for 4 from the free throw line for 25%, as Callahan missed both of his, despite being a high percentage free throw shooter. Rebounding went Cassidy's way big time. Logan Schenk, a large portion of that, 17-7 in favor of the Red Hawks. They had 6 defensive boards in each quarter and 5 total offensive boards, 4 of those in the second quarter. For Vassar, just 1 rebound in the first quarter, 6 of those in the second quarter, 3 and 3 offensive and defensive boards. John Mooney shooting.
Statistically, this is a pretty close ball game because on the board it's pretty close, 21-16. For the Vassar Vulcans, they were 7 for 27, 25%. For the Cass City Redhawks, 9 for 27, same amount of shots, 33%. But the tail of the tape is shows you what happens on the inside. For Vassar, they were 6 for 19, 31%, 1 for 8 on the outside, 12%, which isn't setting the world on fire. But neither is Cass City, but they do have the edge. They were 8 for 21 inside, 38%, 1 for 6 on the outside, 16%. If I was both teams, I think I'd forget about the outside and pack that ball in. That's where the damage is going to be done for Cass City. Logan Schenk owns the inside, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And as far as the Vassar Vulcans, they're getting in there, and they're getting good shots. They're just not falling.
So through two quarters, Cass City now leads by 5 points, 21-16. Kind of a sloppy game, a lot of turnovers between the two teams, 14 turnovers in 16 minutes. A lot of rebounds. We had a total of 24 rebounds. So it's back and forth. What do you expect to see in the second half?
I do expect to see better execution of both offenses, because I really don't think that the defense is doing all that much to create this kind of havoc. It seems to be that they were just unsettled to begin with. I don't know if it was the hoopla for Cass City and senior night, all that, or you know, Vassar is, you know, condition normal, we're on the road, we get to play like this. I just have no idea. But in the second half, I would think that they said, okay, we survived the first half. We only play the first half just to get rid of it anyways.
That's what Joey's saying.
The real game always begins in the second half. I would hope that we would see a better game in the half.
We're currently being entertained on the court at halftime here. It looks like, I believe this might be peewee level, John, it appears.
It sure looks like it. And, of course, when the peewees get a chance to go ahead and play before the parents and a pretty big crowd, oh, they love it.
It's Cape Canaveral for the most part. It's a wide open layup for number 5 for the gray team. As my favorite part, John, is the active shift changes. It's like hockey season out there.
Oh, my favorite part is look at the parents kind of use body English to get the shots
to get the
in
shot to curve in there.
And then, of course, you know, they're making their presence known as to what they should be doing on the court and so forth.
Well, it looks like there's about in-game analysis no matter what the teams are out there from John Moody on the WLW Sports Network.
Hey, of course, I was a parent once.
That was good. That was good. Are you still a parent? That's the question.
It's even better. It gets to be a grandparent.
Ah, there you go. Well, it looks like these Pee-wee teams have about 1 minute left on the clock, and when we return, we'll have your second half action of Cass City and Vassar squaring off for the final two quarters as it's Cass City 21, Vassar 16 on the WLAW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Hey, you over there, guys, come on, just get in line. We'll start the interview process shortly, right? Come on.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for?
Hey,
come on, man, what are you doing?
Sorry, hold on, let me put this down. Hey there, Mike, I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299, and right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
From Harbor Beach and Port Sanilac to Bay City and beyond, people head for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sewink for fair deals, a great in-stock selection of brand new and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and service before, during, and after the sale in the more tradition. You get top trade-in allowances from experienced creative sales reps who work hard to help you upgrade your transportation with the least possible financial pain. Their knowledgeable service department has the most up-to-date diagnostic equipment and training to find and remedy complex electronic problems that often defy discovery but stop your car and other mechanics in their tracks. Their body shop can handle any make or model you bring in, and they constantly strive for better than factory new results. So for new or used, repair or replace, get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at North Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com. At Countryside Sales and Service of Sewink, we sell what we run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service has thousands of parts in stock for Kenworth, Cat, and Mack trailers. Check out our pricing on tires from Michelin, Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Open 6 days a week. Visit our online store at countrysidemi.com. Stack's Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane, and much more. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
To the third quarter, Cass City leads by 5 points, 21 to 16, Had two lead changes in that first half as Cassidy came out leading. Vassar led by 1 point, then Cassidy brought it back